Good morning. My name is Karen, and our Bible reading comes from John chapter 1, verses 9 to 14. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Thanks, Karen, and good morning, everyone. Blessed Christmas to you all. My name's Etienne, and so please accept my word of welcome alongside Brad's to you this morning. If you're a visitor with us, particularly warm welcome to you. If Christmas Day is your day in the year in church, very warm welcome to you. So glad you can be with us. So glad you could join us. I'm going to talk for the next 15 minutes or so as we just pass on a Christmas message based on the Bible reading that Karen read for us. But feel free in that time, if we're not making available, I guess, our baby sit facility or our kids program isn't running today, but if you need to stretch your legs or let your kids run or do something to pass the 15 minutes or so, feel free to use the foyer area to my right there, or the library, tea, coffee. Please help yourself and, yeah, make it work for you in here. I wonder if you can use your imagination for me a little bit, and I know that might be pushing some a little too far, so I'll meet you if imagining things is a bit hard for you in just a moment. But I want you to think for me of your favourite story, whether it's a book or a series of books. Think of a movie, series of movies, and imagine if the author of that book or that story or movie, if you know that author, who it is, if that author can enter the story as the author and the characters in the story can meet the author. So imagine Harry Potter fans, J.K. Rowling, entering into Harry Potter, and Harry, Ron, and Hermione can meet her, as it were, by real, in the flesh, in the person, right? I believe there are obviously some movies and books in which that's happened. Stephen King, I think, in the Dark Tower series, I haven't read it, but the whole series is actually him entering into it, or there's a big part of it, and the characters get to know him, and they realize that their lives depend on him very much, and so they, you know, try and familiarize themselves with him. If you can't imagine, maybe some of you, well, kids can imagine things, but adults maybe not. Imagine the snow globe. Imagine you are building and you constructed and fashioned and crafted a snow globe, and imagine you could climb into your snow globe. And you could be one of the characters in it. You could meet the characters in it, as it were. Can I suggest to you that the verses that Karen read for us this morning and the part of the Bible that we're dealing with, and if you come to Pathway, you can remember that we've been dealing with this the last couple of Sundays, and we're finishing a short series. Now, if you haven't been there for that, that's fine. You're not going to miss out on anything. But what the Bible is saying to us here is it's making kind of a little bit of a really strange, bizarre claim. It is saying to us, more or less, that the character of Jesus in the Christmas story has done just that. Bible is saying to us, we said a few weeks ago that when we think about who Jesus is, his origin story, where is he from, the Bible says, well, he always was. He was since before the world was created, before the cosmos was created. It says to us that Jesus, everything was made to him, through him, for him. And of course, in that earlier part of this passage in John, it says that he was the light and life of all mankind. All things were made by him, through him, for him. Think of light, physical light, the natural order, but more importantly, think of spiritual light, meaning, hope, love, forgiveness, redemption. All of that stuff, the Bible says, begins with Jesus, the one who existed before time, before space, before us, before the world, before anything. It starts with him. Such a grand picture, the Bible claims, of who he is. And then, Christmas time, here we get to this morning, the massive revolution is that light now enters the world. The author of life enters into the story of life, the story of humanity. He literally comes in. I love the way that one author, a Christian author, puts it. I think it was Tim Keller. He says, imagine the world like your snow globe. And the Christmas story tells us that it's like God punched a hole in the roof of the world and he climbed through it and came into it. God became part of the human story. That's the claim. That's what the Bible tells us this morning. It's what Christians remember this morning, the event of what is called the word that Brad read to us about, the incarnation, right? You might say, and Chris, we can flick that passage just up on the screen behind me so you can follow along. You might say, look, I don't know about this. Because to be honest, it sounds like nonsense. It just seems that it is just that, imagination. Just like it isn't quite possible or true or real that an author can enter into a story, so too this story, this surely cannot be true. And I think the guy who writes this part of the Bible, his name's John, I think he kind of anticipates our thinking. He says that this claim that Christianity makes is going to kind of create a division among humanity. He says to us, if you can see on the screen there, verse 10, he, this is Jesus, was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Recognizing and receiving who Jesus is. That's the key challenge. On a day like today, that's the key thing that's difficult to figure out when we hear a claim like what the Bible is making, that the author of the story of humanity entered into it, recognizing him. Now, when I was 13, I was a vice school captain of my primary school. It's my proudest achievement in life. And that year, part of what the vice captains or all the school captains had to do, there was this massive event in our city that was held. An opera singer of national renown, in fact, world renown, came to our city, and for some reason, our school captains had to be the ones to stand outside this massively palatial and opulent cathedral-like venue to welcome the guests of honor and show them to their seats. And I'll never forget, I stood there, and this opera singer arrived in classic diva fashion, very late. And everybody's nervous and everybody's worked up. And she rocks up, and part of the standard spiel for us was, look, everybody arrives, show me your ticket, are you a guest of honor? And I had the nerve to ask her, are you a guest of honor? And she flipped her wig. It was quite, yeah, I mean, what 13-year-old boy knows who knows a renowned opera singer in her 50s showing up to a gig? You see, there's no way I could recognize her. Didn't recognize her. Couldn't recognize her. Maybe after I was treated by her the way I was, I didn't really want to welcome her either. But can I put it to you, that's the same for us, for this. In a sense, this is where all of us begin, whether you believe in Jesus or not. Recognizing, let alone receiving, the bizarre claims that are made here is a tall order. It's not an easy thing. It doesn't happen automatically, and I just want to assure you, if you're here today and you say, well, I can't, or I won't, there's no judgment here. This is a great claim of truth that the Bible makes, and maybe that your Christian friends and family makes on you in terms of hoping that you would see it too. It's a very difficult claim to accept. Which brings us to the question, how can anyone accept it? How does it become acceptable? Because this passage moves on to verse 12, where this writer in the Bible says, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Friends, this is what the Bible wants for us. To know a God who made us, who loves us, who is real, who is good. And to know him as a loved child. This is what he wants. This is what the whole game is about. Is to enter into knowing someone, you might even think at this stage, something, a kind of love. A kind of meaning, as I said, a kind of light and hope and purpose that blows everything out of the water. That's what it's about. How do we get to know that? Well, here's how. See, the thing is, if Harry Potter was ever to meet J.K. Rowling, it can only be if J.K. Rowling chooses to come into the story, to show herself, to meet them, right? If Hamlet was ever to meet Shakespeare, it's because if Shakespeare takes the initiative. You say, the story, the characters in a story can't control that, can't make that happen. In a certain sense, has no control over that. But here is where I want you to see the wonder of Christmas. That in Christmas, God comes. He does choose. He comes into this story. He comes into the human story. And today, even here in this morning, it's not just about the human story. It is also about your story. He wants to show himself. He didn't come in to hide. He wants to reveal. He wants to show. He wants to enter your story. He stands ready. Today, again, every day, saying, keen to show myself to you, keen to meet the characters in the globe that he has created, through which he has punched a hole and into which he has come. And so, let me move to a close. I want to read to you, before I ask, a couple of concluding questions. The story of one, speaking of Christian writers or stories, you all might know the Chronicles of Narnia stories, and some of you may have read other stories of the author C.S. Lewis, who was a very reluctant coming to faith person. And here's how he describes it in his own autobiography, how he, I guess you could say, became a Christian or yielded to this fact. He says this, "You must picture me alone in my room, night after night, feeling, whenever my mind lifted from my work, the steady, unrelenting approach of him whom I so earnestly desired not to meet. That which I greatly feared had at last come upon me. I gave in. and admitted that God was God and knelt and prayed. Perhaps that night, the most dejected and reluctant convert. The steady, unrelenting approach of him. It's a wonderful thing to say. If this is all true, and if Christ is who he said he was, and his steady and unrelenting approach into the story of humanity is true and real, then his steady and unrelenting approach to you will also be real. He will come. You will not avoid meeting him. Cannot avoid it if he is the one who comes into your story and says, "Here I am." This room is filled with people who never expected or even wanted it, but it did. In fact, this coming Sunday, a number of stories are being shared, testimonies of how he's done it and how he's walked with people. And so can I just encourage you? I don't know many of you this morning, but I know that the author of this story, your story, is keen to show himself to you. Today, tonight, this week, maybe this year. And if he does, it's no magic. You don't need to yield to pressure to other people privately. It's a simple thing to say. Just show yourself to me. I want to know you. Don't force yourself against your will. Be authentic. If you are the writer of my story, show yourself. See what happens. If it's true, well, he'll take it from there. Simple as that. I can't. I know it sounds too simple, but it is actually just that simple, really. And from there, slowly, in his own time, in his own way, in your own circumstances, in the uniqueness of what makes you up as a person, he will do what he will do. Such a great promise, right? Many of you here this morning do know him. He's in your story. You've handed him the pen a long time ago. Because let's face it, he's a good writer. He's going to write a story of your life better than you can. Much better than you can. Yet you know that this morning and this chapter of your story is a dark one. You see, while Jesus does not write Greek tragedies, he still writes dramas. There still is darkness. There still is difficult chapters, even in the story of a life of one of the children of God. We're not spared. May this day be a reminder for you that he is nevertheless with you and that your story will end well. That's the promise. Promise comes in the last verse. The Word, this is Jesus, the Bible talks about, says he came into the world and he made his dwelling among us. The word dwelling literally means tabernacle. It's a very religious biblical word. It means to pitch a tent. Now, don't think about when our tents are very temporary structures. Tents in the ancient world was fairly permanent sort of structures. He pitched his tent. He's camped. I like how we use the expression. Let's camp on this. Jesus is camping on you, in you, with you. He's not gone. He's not left you. He's with you. As he was born here in humanity, he's born and with you in your story. And so can I ask that this Christmas, if it's not a birth for you of coming to know the author of your life the first time, come to know again his faithfulness and the birth of the hope that his story should give you. Hold on. Your story is going to end well. It's ended well and will end well for him. And because you're in him, it will end well for you. The Word became flesh and has made his dwelling in you. You have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Can I ask that you'd please pray with me? You don't need to do anything specific. It's not like a, religious type thing. Just sit quietly, close your eyes. If you want to not be distracted, keep them open. But I'll just lead us in a brief prayer, and then we're going to sing again, and I'll close the service for us after that. Lord Jesus, you're the author of all things. I pray for the friend here this morning, maybe today, whose life knows much darkness. And Lord, I pray that you would walk into that story. That you'd show yourself. You love to do this, and you do it so authentically. Do it today. Do it this week. Do it over the next year that's coming. You are so wonderful, like entering into our stories. Let us see you beyond our own fabrication or making. Hard up, authentic, real. Lord Jesus, I pray for the brother, for the sister, whose story is in a dark chapter. May they see you camped in them, on them. May they know the hope. Look forward, hold on to the ending of their story, which is a very long story in you. They will spend an eternity in a fantastic ending. Thank you for that hope. Thank you for bringing it. Thank you for making it stay and be permanent and secure and certain. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.